XSI, September 2019. The global XSI fell by 0.1% in September 2019 to 113.18 points and is now 2.8% lower than the level reported in May 2019. Despite the most recent decline, the benchmark remains up 1.4% compared to the equivalent period of 2018, and it has increased by 4.5% since the end of 2018. In other news, Evergreen has pushed forward with an order for 10 23,000 TEU vessels. That will mean the number of ULCVs consisting of 18,000 TEU or more in the Ocean Alliance will be closely aligned to the number operated by the 2M Alliance. The order was confirmed in a recent stock market disclosure, with each vessel costing around $150 million. Worryingly for carriers in TAG Alliance, even with the inclusion of HMM, they will lag well behind their competition in terms of number of ULCVs available. While the benefits of lower unit costs are dependent on utilization rates, in commoditized markets where the lowest slot cost wins, it could make a challenging market even more difficult for members of THE Alliance. This could be exacerbated even further as the market transfers to more expensive 0.5% LSFO. XSI, Europe Imports-Exports. European imports on the XSI recovered some of the lost ground reported last month, increasing by 0.2% month-on-month to 111.58. The index is now up 2.5% since September 2018 and has risen 2.0% since the end of last year. Developments in European exports were less positive, with the index declining by 1.1% since last month to 114.08 points. However, European exports remain 4.2% higher than in the same period of 2018 and are up 3.5% since the end of 2018. In further signs that demand on the key Far East-North Europe trade has been disappointing, MSC has recently advised customers that it will suspend its Swan and Maersk's AE2 loop a week early. The last scheduled sailing from China will now occur on 25th of September, just before the Golden Week holiday. The extensive use of blanked sailings shows no sign of abating, with a plethora of withdrawals announced to combat the expected slowdown following the Chinese holiday. While carriers also have the option to idle vessels, recent history suggests blanked sailings are the preferred route when combating a weakening rate environment. With demand fundamentals expected to remain challenging and the 0.5% LFSO legislation on the horizon, it's not unreasonable to expect their use to increase even further into the near future. XSI, Far East Imports-Exports. Imports on the Far East XSI declined by 0.8% in September 2019 to 98.27, having now declined for three consecutive months. Year-on-year, the index is down 17.2%, with the benchmark having fallen by 13.3% since the end of last year. While there was an improvement in Far East exports, the XSI edged up just 0.3% month-on-month to 122.12 points. Despite this slight improvement, it remains 0.7% lower than September 2018, but has increased by 5.1% since the end of 2018. Elsewhere, OOIL has announced the appointment of Wang Haiman as the new chief executive of COSCO Shipping as part of a broader management reshuffle. Both the CEO Wang Zhaowen and executive director Zhang Wei have now resigned, while Wang Haiman stepped down from his duties as the chairman for the Inside Information and Risk Committees. XSI, U.S. Imports-Exports. U.S. imports on the XSI rose by just 0.3% in September to 122.20 points, but has been steadily increasing since the jump reported back in May. As a result, the benchmark is now up 13.2% compared to the equivalent period of 2018 and has risen 20.3% since the end of last year. The XSI recorded a month-on-month decline of 0.3% to 94.22 for U.S. exports. This compares to a reading of 90.83 for September 2018, representing an increase of 3.7%. Since the end of 2018, the benchmark has increased by 7.6%. In the ongoing saga that is the trade war, President Trump recently announced that the U.S. would delay its next tariff increase by 2 weeks. Seen as a gesture of goodwill, it means the increase will no longer coincide with the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China on October 1st. With all the uncertainty, it's unclear whether there may be more front-loading of cargo and therefore an increase in demand before further tariff changes come into effect, or if the necessary stockpiling to avoid additional tariffs has already occurred.